This is Ozarks at Large. For our regular Monday collaboration with OzarksUnbound.com, we invited two staff members from Fayetteville's Community Access Television, better known as CAT, to come to our studio and discuss the highly unusual TV channel. While many cities across the country have access TV channels, not many have the everybody is invited to participate approach like CAT does in Fayetteville. Anybody can learn how to produce their own shows, and through the Short Takes program, anybody can have their 5 minutes of public comment cablecast to living rooms all over the city. Public access TV in Fayetteville has had a few controversies over the past few decades, including a few high-profile battles over boards of directors, but thousands of people have taken advantage of the opportunity to speak their mind. Christopher Spencer, the owner and publisher of OzarksUnbound.com, and I recently talked with Ann Shelley, the executive director of Community Access Television, and Heather Drain, the administrative manager at CAT. And Shelley told us that CAT provides a rare service.
It's a place where anyone can come and have free access to understanding and learning how to make their own television, to share their stories through every aspect of media. We provide, through the Fayetteville Television Center and the contract with the City of Fayetteville, the public access station, which is a cable station. But not just the station, we provide a way for people to learn how to use the tools, to gain the skills, and a place to make the product that they will air on television. Their story is their story. We don't control their content. We just give them the avenue in which to make their story available to the community via television.
I walk into Community Access Television, mm-hmm. and I want to do a short take,
right?
Which is a 5 minute or less proclamation or information. Right. I'm on, right?
We are an electronic soapbox, in essence, through the short take program that you mentioned, where anyone can come in during the times that we tape those and have 5 minutes to freely express him or herself on television. That's very unique. We also train folks in all aspects of video production and editing so that once through the training, they can make their own shows that will then air. We are just stewards of how that happens, and Heather really is a miracle worker with scheduling all of those things that people want to have on television.
The city is one of the main contributors to, I guess, CAT, something like 70%, I think, of the station's revenue a year.
Well, I would rephrase that. I wouldn't call them a contributor. Actually, the City of Fayetteville owns the public access station. They own the Fayetteville Television Center in which we do our work. And we are contracted with the city to be the stewards that provide the staffing power and the expertise to make the shows air on public access television. So it's really through a contract with the city that we're even able to do the work that we do. Now, we do supplement that with some of our own fundraising efforts in the community.
So CAT is more of an organization than the actual physical bricks and mortar there
and
the materials.
Actually, CAT, it's the most unique situation in which I've ever worked. Community Access Television is a 501c3 nonprofit. We have the staff, the expertise, certainly all of the things that all of the creative power it takes to make public access happen. The City of Fayetteville contracts with us and provides us with the facilities and all of the equipment belongs to the city. And it's through their contract with them that we are able to provide that service for the community.
And such a history here in Fayetteville. I mean, Community Access has been part of Fayetteville for
30 years, isn't it?
Well, public access has been around in Fayetteville for about 30. CAT, as sort of our current entity, has been around for about 20, which not a bad run. I mean, it's amazing to be part of such a historical organization and such a rich history. I mean, the history of this town is reflected in the archives of Community Access Television.
Yeah, you see all sorts of people talking about all sorts of things on Community Access, right. And it's great.
Right.
Absolutely. The diversity for me was one of the most attractive things about the job when I applied for my position over 4 years ago, because I love people. I'm a people person, and you will not find better diversity than at our station. I mean, left and right, middle, on the fringe, just everything. Doesn't matter if it's religion, politics, art, cooking, aerobics. I mean, it's it's everything, and I love that. I mean, you know, the best thing about America is it's a multicultural tapestry, and public access to me reflects that, and you know, especially when it's First Amendment based, which we are, you know, it's awesome.
Well, and your board of directors the meetings are broadcast mm-hmm. on television, right?
Correct.
Yeah, I've watched some of them, and of course, some I would say 6 months to a year ago got very heated. Mm-hmm. Among some of the board members, you know, different things being said. Can you tell me, without getting, you know, too deep into it, what was happening there, and then moving forward, what's happening?
Well, it's that's sort of an odd question because it was a very odd period of time. I, to this day, I'm not quite sure some of the factors at play. I think are still kind of a mystery to the staff.
You know, was it personalities or policy?
Perhaps both. I don't know. It was, to be honest, it was chaotic. I think when you work for a nonprofit, especially one that's been around as long as CAT, mm-hmm. You're going to have, you know, groups of people that sometimes are going to get along great and you'll do productive work, and then sometimes, you know, people won't get along, you know, and things will happen. You put people in a room, things are going to happen. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. And so we went through a very big shift. I do think there were things that I think people outside of CAT, it may have seemed worse to them because they're getting kind of a one-sided perspective, just the meetings or just whatever's in the papers. I think anybody that came down to the station, though, would see producers that supported and loved Access. Our producers are our absolute lifeblood. And you saw a staff that loved, you know, we love Access, and we kept it going. I mean, controversies will happen. I think sometimes people tend to focus on that aspect of us, but in reality, it's very small. You know, most of the time, 98% of the time, things are just positive and very, very productive at the station. It's just because we are public. When things do get a little dicey, it appears so huge.
Organizationally, coming in, my position never existed prior to the new board and how they wanted to look at and learn from what the organization went through over those months that you describe. And they saw a need to shift from a station manager model that was an administrator, but also someone who was very hands-on in the production part of it and knew, could probably name all the equipment in this room, which I could not do for you, to an executive director model, which is someone who really is administering, working on board development, working on outreach to the community. They saw where some of the weaknesses had been and shifted the focus for the future to strengthen the organization as it moved forward. And I think that was a really good call on the part of the board of directors that's currently in place. And they really are reworking policies, making, you know, freedom of information is not something that we're mandated to do, but it is an absolute, and especially because we are a contractor for the city, it's absolutely vital to us now moving forward that everything be upfront. I mean, I don't know if you serve on any boards currently, but I'm sure there are one or two meetings that you would not have enjoyed to have, broadcast live on television. But it's
everything out there. Yeah.
Well, you know, so it's a unique, again, it's such a unique situation. And I remained consciously naive about all that preceded me, and I just look at the outcomes, and the outcomes that I have seen have been nothing but positive.
Ann Shelley is the executive director of Community Access Television in Fayetteville. We also spoke with Heather Drain, the administrative manager of CAT. You can see the channel on Channel 18 on Cox Cable in Fayetteville, Channel 99 on AT&T UVerse in Fayetteville, and from anywhere in the world at catfayetteville.org. And Community Access Television will hold one of its annual fundraisers October 29th at the Town Center. The Spooktacular, in conjunction with Trick or Treat on the Square in Fayetteville, takes place on the 29th from 2 until 7 p.m. You can hear more from our conversation online at ozarksatlarge.com, and in a moment, Christopher Spencer and I will have this week's edition of Plug or Predict. That's just ahead. And this is Unlicensed Opinion on Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Christopher Spencer. It's time for Plug or Predict. And that's the segment where we either take an opportunity to plug something you should know about or make a prediction.
Or we, yes, crystal ball style.
Right. Now, I made you go first last Monday. I'll go first this time. And I'm going to plug something that I am involved in, though not in a way I used to be. There is an annual performance called the Gridiron Show.
I participated in a writing capacity before.
Area journalists take several months to write and then perform and dance and sing. It's sort of a Saturday Night Live idea, sort of a, if you go back far enough, a Sid Caesar, your show of shows idea. Skits about local and national politics, and it's all meant in good fun. I'm involved this year because I've been asked to be co-MC with my wife, Laura, and so we will be just the people that fill in between the set changes. It's at the Rogers Little Theater at 7:30 both Friday and Saturday night this coming weekend. It is a lot of fun. Bring your sense of humor with you, because just about everybody gets needled at some point.
And if you're in politics, bring your, you know, your thick hide with you.
Right. Well,
as opposed to your thin hide coat.
If you're in anything, there was a pretty funny and stinging joke about KUAF last year that I didn't know was coming, and the crowd laughed. And it's a little odd when you go, hey, wait, that's what I do. That's what
that's
I work
my
for.
Thing,
right.
Yeah.
But I don't think any of it is meant with too mean a spirit.
So I'm going to make a prediction.
Ooh.
First time to do so. I've never done one before. I happen to live downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And
downtown Fayetteville.
Yes, correct. And this past weekend, it has been bikepocalypse. The Bikesplosion Barbecue has just exploded everywhere, the motorcycles, everything like that, for a good cause. It's now Monday, and my prediction is that last year, Bikesplosion Barbecue pulled in $48,500 for charities, and they kind of sprinkled it over 33 different charities. I think they're gonna make more money this year. I think they're gonna be able to give more money to charities at the end of the thing. And I would venture to guess that it's going to be not 33 this time, but maybe some larger, more focused, hey, you can do a lot with this type donations. That's my prediction.
Christopher Spencer, thanks as always.
Thank you.
Christopher Spencer is the owner and publisher of OzarksUnbound.com. Our collaborations with Ozarks Unbound are a regular Monday feature of Ozarks at Large.